Aubrey Warner with NSH, and I am excited to introduce NSH's newest podcast series, SC Workshop Snippets. Over the next month, NSH Convention Committee members will interview presenters about their upcoming workshop at the 43rd Annual NSH Symposium Convention in Orlando, Florida. You can expect to walk away from each episode with a little bit of new knowledge and a thirst to learn more about this topic and others at NSH's Annual Symposium Convention. To learn more about this episode's featured workshop and all available workshops, visit www.histoconvention.org. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and hopefully I will see you in Orlando.
Hi everyone, this is Jenny Bull from the NSH program team. I am chatting today with Brent Heller, talking about the workshop number 4, Let's Make Staining Ancient Easy, which he'll be presenting at the 43rd Annual NSH Convention in Orlando. We're so excited to talk with him and get a sneak peek at the great content from this session. Welcome, Brent.
Thanks, Jenny. Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to start off with my first question when I looked at your workshop is, you know, H&E staining is one of the first things we learn. So if I was sitting in your workshop, what's one of the most surprising things you think I would take away?
Well, I think one of the most surprising things that you'd take away from the workshop starts with, you know, the H&E being that simple. Personally, for me, I guess, undervalued how important an H&E is. I mean, it is the gold standard for diagnosis. But really, looking at an H&E, when I first started working in a histology lab, it was, well, that's the way we had always done it, and I never really looked at it and never asked questions of, okay, so even if that's the protocol we have, why is that the protocol we have? So this really helps build a foundation of understanding of, even if you already have an established protocol in your lab, how you got there and why that is, you know, what you're currently doing today.
And I know you guys put a lot of research into content and making sure you provide, you know, all the information. So what's the most surprising thing that you've learned about this subject in presenting this workshop or preparing it?
It's how much an H&E can really differ as far as what would be considered a good H&E. You know, it's amazing how much just some little subtle nuances in either timing or even selecting the appropriate reagents for the type of protocol you're using, how it can make such an incredibly different staining, even though it's the exact same two reagents that are traditionally used, but just how much of a variable you can have in a simple protocol.
What concept do you think people most often struggle with when learning this topic?
So there's actually a couple things that I've run into when talking to people about H&E staining. And the first is actually something that you kind of hinted on, which is, you know, this might be the easiest protocol we have, or combined with the we've always done it that way kind of a thing. But really, it's a struggle to kind of change your mind around, or at least start asking questions of why you've done things a certain way. And I know that time is really valuable in histology lab, and people don't necessarily always have an opportunity to explore, but that's where the course is designed to let people kind of explore and make choices on an H&E protocol. Because the third thing that I feel that people really kind of struggle with is we always try to be perfectionists. We always try to do the best work we can. But that in this particular area and what this workshop focuses on is that failure is not bad. And really learning from how we failed, what the mistake was, and what the downstream result of either that mistake or, in this case, it will be intentional, but what the downstream process or, you know, what occurred because of that choice. So really understanding what we're learning from what might be deemed normally as a failure.
Yeah, I like that approach. I see that you decided to make this a wet workshop, and we all love wet workshops. What is the benefit to having hands-on with this particular topic?
So the benefit that I traditionally see with a wet workshop is, number one, I don't have to stand up there and just lecture somebody to death with PowerPoint. I think it's a really great way to get involved. If anybody's ever attended one of my workshops before, I might present in a little different style than some. And I really try to get people involved. And having a wet workshop allows you to not just stare at the screen, but to have time to look down, communicate with others around you, because there's so much knowledge in the people in histology, and being able to share that knowledge just by simple conversations, even if it's not part of my outlined curriculum for the workshop, is really valuable. And there's just those little gems that come out through the open conversation that I traditionally see in more of a wet workshop style as opposed to a lecture. So there's that. And then, like I said before, there's going to be intentional failure with some of these protocols. We're going to do things backwards on purpose in some ways. So just having the ability to do that and have the practical application of what you do in a histology lab, but being able to recreate that and learn from it intentionally, I just feel that a wet workshop really stands out in that nature.
Great, and I can tell you, I've been to your workshops, and you do a fantastic job with engaging and interacting, so I have no doubt this will be any different. One last question for you is, what is the best way for someone to maximize their learning experience while attending your workshop?
For me, it's you just got to get involved. I mean, as you mentioned, you've attended a workshop. I will throw out questions. There's going to be a lot of portions of audience participation. I do incorporate a fair amount of humor into the presentations typically, but have fun. We're there to learn, we're there to have fun, and we're there to really engage together, because what we're trying to share as far as improvements for histology, it all translates down to better patient care. And as we're doing that, just get involved, because this is the opportunity where you can make a mistake and there's no patient on the other end. This is the opportunity to just have fun and make it a more memorable experience for both myself as a presenter. I love it when we have audience engagement. And as being part of the audience, you know, I want people to be involved and leave Orlando thinking, man, I really love Disney World and that workshop.
Perfect. Well, I know we're looking forward to seeing you in Orlando at convention. And thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, Jenny.
I hope you enjoyed this preview. To read the complete abstract for this workshop and learn more about the symposium convention this September in Orlando, Florida, visit www.histoconvention.org.